This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's the Greg Hill Morning Show with your host, Greg Hill. Streaming live from WEEI.com and the Radio.com app. And now, it's time for the Greg Hill Morning Show on Sports Radio WEEI.
Next chance to win Red Sox tickets and to join us Thursday when we broadcast from the Sam Adams deck at Fenway coming up at 8:30 this morning. And they're great seats, and you could be upgraded to the dugout seats. So make sure you're listening at 8:30 this morning, and I believe at 8:30 tomorrow morning as well. But time now for Boomer Esiason on Patriots Monday. Boomer, what's going on?
Hey, good morning, man. How's it going down there? Or up there, I should say.
Yeah, it's up here, and everything's going great. And you are brought to us today by Town Fair Tire and by your New England Kubota tractor dealers. How good is this Patriots team? This might be the best team in the history of the franchise, Boomer.
Yeah, okay. Well, they just played two of the worst teams in the league, and I think that Bill Belichick would be the first to tell you that, although quietly and away from the teams, because yesterday in our pregame show, he tried to tell Evan Washburn that the Dolphins have some scary offensive threats, and I don't necessarily know that we saw any of that yesterday.
How badly do you think Brady and or Belichick would like another shot at a perfect season, if that even matters to them?
Well, I don't know if it matters to them, but I think it's certainly something that, you know, as we sit here today, is obviously very attainable, and I think they would love that. One thing I will say in watching what they were doing yesterday and how they have played the first two games, there is one thing that is obvious to me anyway, and obvious to the guys at CBS, and is that they are built defensively to try to stop Patrick Mahomes and the Kansas City Chiefs. They have athletes in the secondary. They're terrific. They're smart. They pass guys off. They communicate all the stuff that is going to be required to beat Patrick Mahomes and his Kansas City band of merry men, because those guys are flying up and down the field. And I think the Patriots are probably one of the few teams that have the secondary that might be able to slow them down somewhat.
I mean, that defense has not allowed a touchdown in their last three games. Is this the best Belichick defense here in New England ever?
Well, I mean, the numbers say in the first two games they have to be, right? But their schedule is going to get tougher midway through the season. You know, this week they have the Jets coming up. The Jets are a mess right now. So I always say the same thing over and over every time, and that is not who you're playing, it's when you're playing and what kind of condition are they in. The Jets will be catching the Patriots relatively healthy, it looks like. Antonio Brown kind of fit in nicely yesterday afternoon, although there were a couple misfires by Tom, and I think those were things that they'll work on. But the Patriots should have smooth sailing, I would think, for the next 3 to 5 weeks. And then, you know, around the halfway point of the season, their schedule will get a little bit more difficult, and they'll be playing a lot better offensive teams, that's for sure.
Yeah, I mean, Tom looked frustrated to me yesterday at several points during that game. Meanwhile, they're blowing that team out.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, he's a perfectionist. And, you know, there are times where I've done his games as an announcer, and I can almost tell when he's really on his game. And when the ball is flying out of his hand, then he's making really good decisions, and the ball is, you know, in the air before the receiver is even ready for it. So there were a couple times yesterday. You know, it was hot. There's no question about that. He probably got bored somewhere along the line because the Dolphins are so freaking bad. But he's still had a 20-for-28 day, and no interceptions, and that's always a good feeling the next morning when you wake up.
So, Boomer, you were all over Brady for the Tom Terrific thing a couple of months back and have been outspoken about the Patriots when you need to be. And gee whiz, there's someone who's a bit of a lightning rod on the team right now. So I'll just go ahead and ask, are you disappointed in Brady and Belichick and the Patriots right now for bringing AB aboard?
No, I'm not. I'm not at all. I mean, you know, the things that AB are dealing with right now specifically, and today I think Brittany Taylor will be at the NFL, you know, are in a civil suit. And, you know, when it's in a civil suit, I look at it as being a private matter between two parties. Unfortunately, in this case, because AB is such a lightning rod and should be a lightning rod because of all the mistakes he has made in his career off the field and on the field, for that matter. You know, I just think that they're trying to embarrass him, and he's going to have to go defend himself in front of the NFL, which is not an easy thing to do if you're an NFL player, as many NFL players will already tell you. But again, there's no, even though there are criminal accusations, it's still in a civil suit. It's not in a criminal suit. If it were a criminal suit, I would have a totally different feel about this.
Now, where she's meeting Brittany Taylor with investigators today with the NFL, Boomer, do you think there will be any discipline handed down by the league for AB at any point?
Yeah, I don't know. It's hard to say. You know, Lisa Friel has been tasked to handle these things and the ugliness of it. She's a former sex crimes prosecutor down here in New York. She's very thorough in her investigations, that I will tell you. But, you know, Tyreek Hill, you know, underwent through some pretty ugly stuff this offseason, and he was allowed back on the field. And that did involve potential criminality. And, you know, there were people who basically said that somebody did something in that house. They just couldn't figure out who it was. And he's still on the field. While I know the accusations are disturbing and they are problematic, I think, for all of us, it's still a civil case. It's not a criminal case. If, however, it does become a criminal case, when it looks like the DA out in Pittsburgh is going to be looking into this, now all of a sudden we're going into a different area, and then I think most of us would have a completely different opinion about this.
Boomer Esiason is our guest. Boomer, are we going to get the running up the score complaints again all season long?
No, maybe. I don't know. I mean, good for them. I mean, that's what I would try to do. I want to try to get ready to play Kansas City, because that's ultimately what it's going to come down to. Assuming, you know, everybody stays healthy, this is the NFL. We lost Breeze and Roethlisberger yesterday, and we don't know how long. So things can change pretty rapidly in the NFL due to injury. But I do know that playing four quarters and playing it all the way through, especially on a hot day down in Miami, is probably good for Tom Brady and his teammates, because it's going to get heated when they play the Kansas City Chiefs. I'm telling you, this is what it's all about. And I think Bill Belichick recognizes that. This is one of the reasons why he is not only one of the best coaches, if not the best coach in the history of the league, he also could have the moniker of general manager, and being able to, you know, kind of look into the future and see what's coming. And he knows what's coming. And that's going to be a very difficult matchup against the Kansas City Chiefs, even though he won't talk about it these days. But I think that's what they're built for.
I think they're only 17.5-point favorites against your Jets.
It's not my Jets.
That's all?
Not my Jets. I don't own the Jets, man. Don't put that on me, man.
I mean, it's New York. I mean,
I am an unbiased analyst. I see the things the way I see them. I talk very openly about those things. And one of the things I will say, they are not my Jets.
What about, are they your Giants? I mean, I think that combined, the two are 0-4 to start the season.
When you say they're my Giants, then you're confusing me with Phil Sims again. They're his Giants. I mean, it is, football's over right now as I know it down here in New York, and I have to cover it on a daily basis. So there are a lot of angry fans down here, but, you know, quite frankly, there's really nothing the Jet fan can say, because, you know, with a diagnosis of mononucleosis for their quarterback, it's going to be 4 or 5 weeks. No matter how good he may feel today, that virus has got to get out of his body. They have to make sure that his spleen returns to normal, and they cannot put him on the field until he is 100% ready to go, meaning he has the energy to play four games, both mentally and physically.
Are we talking about Sam Darnold here? Because his coach would only refer to him as 14.
14.
Yeah, well, that's what I was saying. Well, I will say this. I do appreciate Adam Gase. His press conferences are fun.
They're incredible.
Yeah, they are incredible, and they give us something to talk about. So I hope he stays here forever. Well, at least as long as I'm still here at the radio station.
All right, so Boomer, coming out of yesterday, a million different questions only 2 weeks into the season. The biggest one to me is, does anyone know what the hell pass interference is anymore?
I think we're having a hard time understanding that. And I think last night we saw that in the Atlanta Eagles game as Dan Quinn threw a red flag, and I thought it was interference on Julio Jones early in the game, and they said it wasn't. So there's really a group of guys in New York led by Alberto Riveron. He's the head of officiating that sits in these rooms and decides these things. So it's not like, you know, video replay is going to fix everything. There are still people trying to interpret what the video replay says, and it's a group of guys that we don't see on TV. We don't hear from at all until today. So I think there is definitely a, you know, kind of like a misunderstanding as to what actually clear I forget what the words they use, but there are like four words that they use. There's hinder, there's clear and obvious, and things of that nature. And I don't know what's clear and obvious to those guys, certainly, because I've watched a number of these games now, and where I think that there is defensive pass interference, they have not called it, nor have they overturned the call on the field.
Well, Boomer, thoughts and prayers to New York football fans, and we'll be thinking about you, and we'll talk to you again next week.
All right, guys, I appreciate it. We'll see you next week, and enjoy Baker Mayfield having his coming out party tonight.
Thanks, Boomer.
All right, guys, see you.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.